Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. It's exciting to be here, and I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every night, every Thursday night. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for playing us all over the place on both channels. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I love being here, and I want to share.
Awesome. We have a very, 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 very special guest tonight. It's Patricia Elton. Welcome, Patricia.
All of you. So here we are.
Here we are.
So, Patricia.
Yes.
How did you get from my school, the One Institute, into in-depth study of dreams?
It's all your fault, Pat.
Oh, what did I do?
Well,
and when did I do it? How long have you been doing this?
It's approaching 30 years now. So anyway, I was in the health field for many years, in the complementary health field for many years. But when I met you, I dove deeper into transactional analysis, and you discovered that I had a gift that I knew out of my a curse, my dream life, but you recognized it as my gift and that I should pursue it even deeper, and which I did. And I got into this because of my own early childhood trauma and studying at the One Institute and combining it and integrating it with my previous natural healing field. Well, this came about to be the Dream Queen. And my book.
That's your book, yes. I have it right
dream
in front
class.
Of me.
Yes, the Dream Class. Know your dreams, know yourself.
This is the second edition rewrite of this book, right?
It's this, they not read, but publication to arrive. So this book has been very helpful to many people, and not just here in the United States. People are buying it in England. We're represented in England with a distributor there. And I'm happy to share my gifts with you all.
So what are dreams for?
Well, besides just entertaining us and like watching a fun movie or scaring us like a horror movie, they are bringing us very, very important messages up from our unconscious mind, bubbling up through the subconscious to our conscious mind, where we can unravel the mysteries that are hidden in the depths of our mind. And we have answers. People, I'm helping people, and you have over the years, we have helped people to channel their own inner sixth sense. We have it, but this work helps us all hone it. And we are deciphering messages that are really trying to help us for our personal growth and transformation. And that's what I do.
Does the devil give us nightmares?
Sometimes we think so, but it's really, really what we call, what people call nightmares, we like to refer to as scary images. They're just scary images. So what I get people to do have so-called nightmares, like you're watching a scary film, and then you're able to handle it better. And learn to decipher the seemingly scary messages, which are really helping us move across the threshold of some hurdle that we can overcome. And that meaning also answers in our relationships, answers to our business life, and our everyday activities, where sometimes we're in dilemmas or we're ruminating, should I do this, should I do that? The answers are often, more often than not, within us if we open up to the messages.
How did you ever learn to do, what is it that you study that you learned in the beginning from me, but you went into deep, deep work with it?
Yes. Well, I think our work, Pat, is so unique, and you know it too, because we really integrate. We took off, we springboard off of Carl Jung and incorporate the Eastern philosophies and ancient world of yin and yang, which is very much our work too, about the masculine and feminine energies. And it really shows us in our dream life, when we're dreaming about something that is to do with our feeling centeredness or our work life or our business world or our financial stuff. And it's very, very specific. And so this is what I've been invited to speak at the International Association for the Study of Dreams, but the pandemic shut it down. I was going to be in the Netherlands for that, but that was canceled. So in the meantime, I do Zoom conferences with individuals or people's groups if they like, and we jump right in. If they're ready to find out what's going on deep, deep, deep in the subconscious mind. And also from there, once that information is revealed, then that's when we can do the transactional analysis, and the communications work comes right into play after you know what it is you're dealing with.
What's the difference between dreaming about people and...
Oh, well, as you know, and I'll share with our audience, that people are the highest hierarchy in the level of dreaming. We first, before we come to consciousness on a particular issue, it will be things like a table, a car, images. We're talking about images in the dreams. So the
Are you saying that everything in the dream is some piece of imagery of you?
Yes, it is.
Do you really, of
yourself?
Okay. So when you dream of some scary neighbor, you're not dreaming of the scary neighbor. You're dreaming of the part of you that reminds you of the scary neighbor.
Exactly. And that's sometimes difficult to swallow it up. It's coming out of the person, the you, and I'm holding up the mirror that has a translation. This mirror also has a translation element in it, and I just reveal it to you. It's your own message. It's not anything I'm making up. I don't sit here with a crystal ball and make stuff up. This is stuff that comes from within the individual. So anyway, so if you're dreaming of things first, that's the lowest part of consciousness of yourself, then the next level coming, bubbling up through the consciousness would be animals or nature. So that would be landscapes or animals and things of nature. And then when we're dreaming of people, we're really coming closer to consciousness about something to do with ourselves. So it's really closer to our conscious mind. We're ready. This is the beauty of dreams. We can get to our issues sometimes light years quicker than if you just sat around ruminating about things.
So is there a difference between dreaming about men and dreaming about women.
When, yes.
When women dream about men, are they dreaming about those men or the part of
no.
them?
No. They're dreaming about their own feminine feeling centeredness, because this is the trick. The tricky part is when anyone dreams of a man, the male is masculine, male on the outside, but has a feminine soul. And conversely, women have a outside of have a masculine soul. And what
where
do you
can
always
you read
say,
about
Pat?
That?
You can read about that in my book, The Dream Class, or you can read about that in Emma Young's book, which is The Anima and Animus.
Good.
She wrote The Anima and Animus, but I incorporate it in lay terms in my book. There are chapters. I have a chapter on the yin and yang, the masculine and the feminine. And I have beautiful pictures and drawings in here depicting what these things mean. So that's all part of the introduction to these concepts in the book. There are also dreamlike images. Then we have a different section on chakras. And this way you can start to get in touch with what's going on inside you that is bubbling up through your subconscious.
So how can they get to you or your book or both of you?
Well, all of the above can be gotten to me and for private sessions or group sessions. And my website is thedreamclass.com, and my business line is 310-528-0515, and that's how everyone can find me from globally.
So now
they don't have to. They don't have to be with you.
They have to be on FaceTime every which way. What, Kelly? Pardon?
I have a dream. Would you guys like to look at a dream?
And yeah, sure. Now, can we see? Is it a male or female who is dreaming?
It is a female dreamer.
Okay, female dreamer. All right.
Here's her dream. A woman is walking down a long hall with doors on both sides. It seems to go on for miles. All the doors are painted black, except for the one at the end of the hall, far off. It's painted yellow with the number 5 on it. Wind starts to blow down the hall, keeping her from reaching the door, and she cries out, and is transported to a field of flowers.
Okay. Well, I will say this. When one is dreaming of a woman walking down a long hall, we are dreaming of our masculine side of us. And that would be our business side, our financial side, our productivity side of us, going towards a yellow door at the end. Passing up, seeing along the way are these black doors, but the black doors are the feminine. Black, we talk about it in my book, that black is the feminine. Black is the yin. And this person is going towards yellow. Yellow is the color associated with the element of fire. And this is the region of the body that's the primary source of personal power associated with an individual's professional life and success. So this top of it represents change and power in change. So that person is going towards something, the masculine side of this person is going towards that aspect in life, passing up the feminine doors, the doors that represent feminine. And there are lots of opportunities, but passing it by, aiming. But then when the wind blows the person away and goes to a tall flowers. Well, typically flowers aren't tall. Trees are tall. So those two are masculine. So they're falling back into their masculine. Well, this is kind of androgynous because flowers are feminine, but the tallness represents the masculine. So there is change desired in this dream. There is evidently, I would say, that they're going towards it, but they keep falling back into an old pattern that is, it's androgyny, but leaning more towards the masculine, and it's safe.
And the masculine, and the masculine is do good to feel good.
Right.
And the putting feminine is feel good to do good. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men get
right.
what they want by knowing what they want and going for it.
And this dream, the person is going for it, aiming for going for it, and then fall and pass up the feminine, passing by the feminine doors. So I would talk with this person and ask questions. And this is it. Dreams are not just one size fits all. So I can say a general that's and get into it deeply with them. And then that's where the interactive play comes in, where you ask the person questions and say, where are you going in your life? Where are you headed? But change is desired. I see that you want change because you're aiming for change. But why are we passing up the feminine? So there's more work to be done that is revealed by this dream.
Very interesting. This is a 27-year-old single female who is a nurse.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Well, she's working hard. She's a do-gooder. She does work, and she's able to do more in that field.
Maybe she wants to be a doctor.
Or she wants
to get
elevate.
The she does.
Yeah. So she's aiming towards that side of life and passing up the feeling-centered side. So I would also ask her in my work, where is she balanced? Why aren't we balancing our life and not only aiming for success and change in our field of desired field, but also to have balance that she was born in a female body. We also want to be able to connect with our feminine, and how in our life are we doing that? So that's what I strive for, is to help people find their balance between their masculine and feminine.
That's right. My doctoral degree is androgynous semantic syntactical realignment. Change the way you communicate to negotiate with love and respect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
how can they get a hold of you?
310-528-0515 and thedreamclass.com. And the book, The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, is on Amazon. So I'm all over the place.
Thank you, Pat. So much, Patricia.
And thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for pushing me into my calling. Let's put it that way.
Did I do it for you? What no, did I do it for me for?
To keep the message going, because you know that I'm one who knows the message on a very deep, deep personal level, and I'm here to carry it forward.
You are a certified transactional analyst practitioner.
Yes, indeed. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So I'm here for
you.
Whoever wants to venture into the depths of the unconscious with me, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you
so
much.
Patricia.
Thank you. Great. Bye. Bye.
Patricia Altage, everyone. It's a beautiful book, coffee table quality. I highly recommend it. And into the hot seat. Are you ready?
Let's do it. Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do it. That number is 323-203-0815. Call in. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. I do have problems with committing. I do push men away. I have. And there's two that the last one I was dating.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
I did a few years ago, and I'm going to read it again.
Please do. I'm just doing a commercial.
Okay. So anyway, one of them that I was seeing, I pretty much, I didn't like the times he was asking. Every time we made a date, he
did you
tried
have
to ring.
Chemistry?
Yes.
So your body liked him even when you didn't.
I like things about him.
Like, what's the best thing about him?
Well, he was good company. He was kind and caring. I just suspected that maybe he was dating somebody else.
Of course, he was duty dating and surveying women. Maybe he's thinking of picking a wife.
So he did ask me to be his girlfriend.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So I didn't bother more. We're not seeing each other enough. So he didn't say anything.
You had to show him your masculine control. Do you want to be respected or cherished first?
Cherished.
Well, when you want to be cherished, you have to be with a man you respect so much that you do it his way, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Okay, so...
Was your mother masculine?
No.
Did she run the house, or did your dad?
My father did.
Are you like your mother or your father?
I think both. Meaning him, my father, or my mother? My father was number one.
But are you like him or like your mother? You're not. You can't be both.
Probably more like him.
Read the book Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. When a woman is wanted as a boy, she gets molded by the father figure in her life, so he will respect her.
So that was Wounded Woman from
Linda Leonard.
Well, my dad did want boys. That's that guy.
No, no. You sounded like a boy when you said, I wanted to see him more. Want is a masculine word. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. I don't want him. He doesn't see me enough.
Okay, so.
Are you
that makes
willing
sense.
To practice being female instead of being like your dad?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And are you going to, are you flirting? Are you looking for a husband?
Oh, definitely. I took a little break. I took a little break and yeah.
Wouldn't you like to have a man who's a girl, but he's got a penis, can go to you.
No, I want a man.
But a man's going to scare you. Have you ever had a man chase you, court you?
Oh, yes, definitely. All the time. But then I push them away.
That's called man hate. In my book, there's a quiz which shows if you're feminine, whether you're masculine or narcissistic, because you want a man who's rich and a good lay, which is like perfect. They don't come perfect. Everybody's either predominantly molded to be masculine, feminine, or feminine, masculine. Are you a career woman or woman with a career?
I guess a woman with a career.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Have you ever been engaged?
Yes, I have.
And you pushed him away?
Well, yes, I have. And he was contacting me. This is where we left off. We then, like, back and forth. And then he said,
that's because,
you know,
his body is in love with you, your body. He's in love with you, but he can't get you to surrender.
Yeah, I have two of them like that, but they're not asking me out
anymore.
They're just, no, they're texting. So I just, I ignored them. There's two of them like that. I ignored the both of them and haven't responded.
Then if they're men and they are strong and they want to be your man, why wouldn't you test them by dating them without sex?
Oh, I haven't had any with them. I would date again, but he's not, he's just sending like songs and stuff like that. He's not saying he did say, let's go for coffee. And I said, sure, I would like that.
Did you say yes?
I said, sure, I would like that, but he didn't follow up.
Okay, then you didn't. Do you know that men are so intuitive, they know when you're not interested?
No, I'm interested.
But you said you pushed both of them away.
I did, in different ways, yes, I did.
No, it doesn't take some ways, it takes any way. Whenever you want to be respected as the leader, it's going to turn a real man off.
Right.
Are you prepared? Do you pick with your eyes or your ears?
Initially, I guess my eyes and then my ears.
You know what that is? That's the way men do it. Men pick women with their eyes, and then they try to get free sex, and then she pushes him away, or he leaves her, and he goes on to find some more women. Do you understand that women want security and status? They want kids. If they're women, you said you wanted to be a woman with a career on the side, but what?
No, I don't really want to work.
But you act like you want that.
No, I don't. I'd rather be taken care of. Believe me, I have to work.
Then are you willing to date men that don't have striped jail uniforms on at least 3 times to see if they scare you enough to respect them?
Yes. Yeah, I will. I wanted to ask you a question, Doctor.
Ask the question, sir.
The question
I want you to see how powerful you are.
Well, the question is with the last two that contacted me, I didn't respond. Do I contact them or just leave it alone?
You contact them. How old are you?
56.
Honey, 56 does not pass up anything that you have chemistry for.
That's true. That's true.
See, when you want to hear the truth, call Pat Allen. She'll tell it to you whether you like it or not. That's my masculine. I'm in my masculine right now. I'm forcing you to be feminine.
Thank you.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
No, it's great. Yeah.
Well, now find a man that acts like me. unless, of course, you want a girl. You could be a lesbian. I'm a therapist.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Then go find, go hunt, go flirt with men that you don't like, but you're chemically attracted to. And you're going to risk everything but sex, intercourse, no penis in mouth, anus, or vagina until you're comfortable to monogamy, continuity, and long-term plans for marriage. Read my book again and take the test.
I will, doctor. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, caller. Awesome. All right. The number to call in to get to talk to Dr. Pat Allen is 323-203-0815. And you can call in. You can get in the hot seat and ask your question. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Brian. How are you doing?
Definitely have some new interesting possibilities I'm excited about. But the one that I was the most excited about, the communication thing that we used to chat, I'm not able to reach out to her anymore. So to make a long story short, I asked if she was comfortable sharing her phone number. She said that she wasn't, but that I could share my phone number with her. And we tentatively made plans to talk either tonight or tomorrow night. So I gave her my phone number. I said, hey, if you want to call from a blocked number, that's fine. If that would make you more comfortable in the beginning. But hey, can we text first so I at least know that it's you calling me? But now the way that we were chatting is not available or not. But
she's got 8 weeks to call. 8 weeks.
I'll certainly talk. She's close by. And we definitely have some things in common. I think she had some trepidation. I don't think she'd ever met anybody technically.
I've got news for you. She's never met anybody that knew how to court a masculine woman, and you do.
Well, that's certainly possible too. But I have some other possibilities. I did connect with somebody last night who doesn't live as close by, but she seems interesting, and I think we're going to meet on Monday. And then there's a couple of other things floating around out there too. And I did have a question for you.
What is the question?
So in a relationship, I know you talk about making an appointment if like a man wants to talk about feeling. So if you make an appointment, then it's okay for both sides to talk about feelings?
No, it's which do you want in a relationship? Do you want to be respected first, cherished second, or cherished first, respected second? I have no problem with women wanting to be respected or men wanting to be cherished. We're all trendy. We're all male and we're all female. This business about having surgery at 10 is stupid because everybody's male and everybody's female, and you might as well get 18 years old so that they can make a decision about their life. You see that?
Right. But I also remember you talking about, you know, a man can make, you know, because nobody's more, emotionally sensitive than a man from the yin and yang. So if we want to talk about some of our emotional stuff after that, we have to make an appointment. And then
and the way you make it is you say, and by the way, I have another book, Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and there's all the tools that I teach are in there. So here's what you say, Brian, honey, or okay. George, or what her name is, Mary Sue, I want to talk to you about us. Are you comfortable listening to what if she says, I'm going to take that as no. And I accept that.
Okay.
If she says, yeah, I do. And then you say, when would it be most comfortable? Is now okay here in this movie theater? Or would it be more comfortable after the movies at a cup of coffee in a local restaurant? Do you see that?
Okay. Yeah,
then
yeah.
The third tool, this is a five-step cleanup. You say to her, well, what I want to tell you about is that you're a very active woman, and I'm active, but talking about your ex-husband is a real turnoff for me. So do you want to turn me off, or do you want to stop talking about your exes? You see what you've done? You've said, I want to talk to you about us. And it's sensitive. And are you comfortable listening? Many
right.
people,
how,
here's how they misuse
but how
me.
Does the man, but...
What?
Okay. So how does
you
the
want
man
to hear...
address, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I want to finish my sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I want to finish it. Many people are afraid to be themselves. So they will not allow you to bring up a subject that even you think is sensitive. So when she does do that, if she does, you say, you have every right to not want to hear what I have to say about us. But I want you to know this is our last date because I want to interview you for a relationship.
Yeah, and I've done similar things to that when I was when I the position that the male is supposed to take, but I suppose what I was asking was, you know, aren't men allowed to express their feelings when they make an appointment
yes, it's called amigo talk. I teach it in my classes. Amigo talk is when a man who wants respect, wants to share feelings that are negative. He's got to find out if she's comfortable listening to his thoughts, wants, opinions. And when would it be most comfortable? Today? Not today? When a woman wants to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, she's got to make an appointment.
Okay, so you're saying for men, for the amigo talk, you're making an appointment, but you're still talking about thoughts.
No, you're talking about feelings if you're the respected one. When a respected person, man or woman, wants to share some painful, sensitive things, they've got to make an appointment for the listening, and then for the time it's done. This is so important. Here's how people do it when they misuse my work. I want to share with you some feelings I have. When would it be? Can you hear the energy?
I can. So what would be the right way to say it? If it's not, I want to talk about some feelings.
That is okay. I want to talk to you about something that I'm uncomfortable with about us. Is it comfortable for you to hear that statement? At all. You can't put the request and the contract in the same question. I want to talk to you about what I'm unhappy about. When would it be convenient? Or it's a woman that wants to share her thoughts. I have some thoughts about buying that house now that we're engaged. Are you willing to listen to my thoughts about buying that house?
Right. So that's a masculine subject. So I could say that as a man in the masculine role that I'm uncomfortable about something, and when is it comfortable to talk about it and to avoid saying
no. You just did what I said not to do. What I'm saying is separate the subject from the time she listens. Otherwise, look here, young woman, sit down, you're going to listen. You're dominating. And if she's tempted to be masculine, she's going to really jump.
So then what's the way you suggest to say it? If it's not uncomfortable and comfortable, what do you put
Watch
in there
it.
Instead?
You're talking about a man sharing painful things, right?
Yes.
Honey, you've already asked her to be a girlfriend. Honey, I want to share something with you that's sensitive about us. Are you willing to listen to it? Yes or no? You got that?
Yes, I'm writing it down.
If she says yes, you'll say, would it be comfortable for you to listen now? Or another day. First, you make the appointment for the subject. Then you ask for its comfort or convenience. You don't put them together. That's domination. I want to talk to you about us, and I'm going to speak it now. That's what parents use on kids. They don't get to say, Mom, I want to finish watching this program. Now, look here, young man. I'm your mother. You will respect me.
Yes, yes, yes. I definitely, yeah, something came up where I was thinking of something that sounded very mothering.
So did I give you the answer about three times?
Yes, I think I have it. I think I have it clear now. So
please use it. Please use it.
Yeah. I think now that I have some more clarity around it, I certainly can. So I
you
want
have
to share
compete with her male, conquer her male, and control her male. Or you're the girl.
Yeah.
Do you understand I'm teaching you how to fight with cherishing and respect?
Yes. No. Having the language for that is so important, because definitely delicate.
Woman.
If it comes up, that's certainly my goal.
Wait a minute. You're the one that's bringing it up.
Well, no. I don't have a specific situation for this with somebody that I'm planning to move forward with. But yes, I run into plenty of masculine women, so I know that the situation will inevitably come up if I do progress like that.
I guarantee
it. I want the tool before I have to use it. So I've got it even with engaging with somebody early on.
Okay. So with that, did you get your answer?
Yes. I think that covers
okay.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All righty.
Thank you, caller.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Kelly?
Yes. Yes.
What was the reason that the phone was calling me?
I have no idea.
Because your number kept coming up as if you were calling me.
No, that's just me on the Skype. Ignore everything but the show. Okay, here we go.
But I'm not calling you. Mentioning it.
Hi, this is John here in Orange County.
Okay.
I'm unawares, but please leave your name and number and I'll get.
Callers, we want to talk to you live. So please answer your phone so we don't get your voicemail.
Caller, don't answer the phone,
Dr. Pat. You're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Dr. Allen, so I have a boyfriend, and we've been together
a
month.
Where did John go?
He was voicemail, Dr. Pat. We hung up on his voicemail. This is your caller now.
Okay. I'm just learning how to do this.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've just gotten my directions.
Okay. So I have a boyfriend, and we've been dating for, it's been like a month now, but he wants to meet my parents, but I'm not comfortable with that yet, just because my dad's kind of weird. He's just a lot to handle.
Honey, you're not comfortable is the only excuse and reason you have to have.
My parents.
Do you have chemistry for him?
Yes.
Okay. How many times have you dated him?
Well, he's my boyfriend.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If he's your boyfriend, are you the man? Are you the controller?
No, I want to be cherished.
No, you can't be cherished unless you're with a man you respect. Women's bodies do not produce lubricant with men you don't want to introduce to your family. Do you understand?
I do want to introduce him, but it's just my dad is weird.
Then you don't respect him. You think
my
he's a wuss. You don't respect him. He's asking to ask for your name and commitment. I hear a man who's a man.
Oh. But my dad just makes me, like, embarrassed.
What?
Like, my dad's embarrassing sometimes. Like, he has, like, mental issues.
I've got news for you. If your dad is a man and your boyfriend, have you already had intercourse with him?
No.
No?
No.
Are you monogamous?
Yeah, but I haven't had intercourse yet.
What?
We are monogamous, but I haven't had intercourse yet.
I didn't hear that sentence.
We are monogamous, but we haven't had intercourse.
I appreciate that. But how can you possibly have intercourse with a man that you don't respect enough to meet your father?
But it, my father just embarrasses me. I feel like my dad's gonna embarrass me.
Are you thinking of getting married to your father?
No.
You act like it. In the wedding ceremony, and I'm an ordained minister at Universal Life Church, we say something sounds like, who gives this woman? And the dad says, me. Are you not wanting to put a man ahead of your dad?
No, I want to put him ahead of my dad. I'm just embarrassed that he's going to judge me. My dad's weird.
Honey, what if your dad said, if you want to marry that guy, I'm taking you out of my will? Would you get rid of your boyfriend? How old are you?
38.
You're 35 for a sexually desirable woman. 35 is a big year. Do you understand? This is what Freud called an unresolved Electra complex. You, my darling child, are married to your father. Read Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
I read it, but how do I break out of it?
By acting like you want to be with a man like your boyfriend. Your boyfriend sounds like a man. Your dad sounds like a man. Let's let the best man win, and you pick number one. Your boyfriend is asking for you to marry.
Oh, okay.
Are you willing to do it?
I'm embarrassed by my dad. I just have to look past that.
If you what?
I'm embarrassed. Do I just have to look past that?
What are you passing on?
She's embarrassed by her father. Her father embarrasses her.
I've got news for you. Her father is embarrassing her to keep her from falling in love with another man.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I know I'm right.
Wow.
I gave you the professional statement for the diagnosis. An unresolved man, and he's married to his mother. There's even a book out there when he's married to his mother. It's called An Unresolved Oedipal. His feminine, Oedipal. You better cut it out now, lady, because you're really bombing it.
Okay, so I should just make the date for him to meet my parents?
Let the men fight it out.
Okay.
If you have to call the cops, if you have to call a doctor, if you have to call a lawyer to sue your dad, do it.
Okay.
Wow, am I glad you got in.
Yeah. I think the thing
is, guys, for you, it's none of your business. He's over 18, and so are you.
Okay. Dr. Allen, I have one more question. We haven't had intercourse, and I just been in a lot of painful relationships, and I really feel like I want to wait until I'm married to have intercourse. How do I say that? Is that too much? I don't know.
What religion are you?
I'm Catholic.
Okay. I'm Catholic too. I was a virgin, was my husband when we married.
Okay. But I mean, I'm not a virgin, but I've been in a lot of relationships where I get so bonded to them because I was sexually stimulated when I was younger.
No, you can't get bonded enough seriously if you don't have intercourse because you have to trigger your pituitary in the neuropeptides that trigger your oxytocin and his vasopressin. I'm bombing you with science.
Okay.
So, would you please just act like a 38-year-old woman who has a man for a boyfriend and a man for a husband, not of a husband, a father, and you are going to say, Daddy, I want to introduce you to my boyfriend.
Okay. But when is it okay to have intercourse? I need to ask for a promise ring.
Do you want to be engaged?
Yeah, I want
then
to be engaged.
Get a ring. Then I want you to introduce your man as fiancé to marry him. Have him ask for your hand in marriage. I bet you he'll do it.
But he hasn't asked me that yet. We've only been together for a month. So when you ask for sex, what do I say?
You say, I really like you too, but I'm not going to have intercourse with any man and fall in love with the wrong man. So if you're ready to put a ring on my finger, I'll introduce you as my fiance to my dad and is your mom alive?
Yeah.
Are they married, mom, dad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how you do it. Now you practice. I'm him. Honey, how long did he?
A month and a half.
Okay, has he asked for intercourse?
Yes, and I told him I don't unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship.
That's beautiful, but you've added
and he's
more.
Agreed. Right, and
you've added.
I thought I would be comfortable with that, but I'm not.
I will be comfortable with being engaged. I've only known you a month. Fine. So don't get engaged and we won't have intercourse. No oral, no anal, no vaginal.
Okay.
People don't think oral sex is intercourse. It is.
Mm-hmm. But he can go down on me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the ultimate gift.
Okay, so I'm going to practice.
Got that?
Yeah. Can Can I practice with you?
What?
Can I practice with you one time?
Wait. Are you wanting to practice it now?
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Honey, I want to make love to you. I want to make love to you.
I really appreciate that. I'm attracted to you. But I need a commitment to myself that I will not have intercourse unless I'm engaged with the ring on my finger.
With the ring. And you ask for my hand from my dad.
Okay.
Have you got that? That's the old-fashioned way. But the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
Good girl.
The science says that to not have intercourse, or else you're going to bond, right?
Say that again.
The science says to not have intercourse, or you'll bond, right, for women?
Totally. God, is that ever serious? So serious.
Yeah.
Women are giving free sex, free babies. You know the newest phrase I hate? I'm going to go visit my baby's mama.
Right. Right. I know. Yeah, I don't want to do it. No free sex. No more free sex.
I know, but when I hear it, and I hear it often enough, my baby's mama.
Right.
For calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. That was awesome,
Dr.
Pat.
Thank you, Kelly, helping me.
No worries. Let me see what we've got shaking at the switchboard. In the meantime, I will tell everybody we've got more groups opening up. So get on the wait list. You can go send an email to info@drpatallen.com and get on the wait list. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, where'd you go? Hello, caller. All right. It looks like we lost that caller. 323-203-815. Dive into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. And let me see if we've got some questions here coming in.
And we don't answer any other way.
Don't answer any other way what, Dr.?
Like that.
Hello,
John called.
Yes, I called and I can't get on the show.
You're on the show right now.
Oh, Pat, great. I'm on the show now?
Yeah, you're doing it our
you're
way,
live.
Not your way.
Okay,
what
well, I wanted to talk.
You, John? I know you from years past.
Yes, and I just want to say I love your seminars. I wish you were back doing the big audience thing. Because you are a gem here in California.
Sir, I'm on an international radio show that's going all over the world. My little seminars are cozy little things, but I like what I'm doing right now.
I see. Well,
what
I love
I
what
do?
You're doing.
Good. So what's your question?
Well, I had a longtime friend. After my wife died a couple of years ago, I was getting close to
too.
A long... Yeah, you knew her.
Yeah,
but I was getting close to a friend, a girl that I'd known before my wife, and we were just friends at that time.
Was
platonic
she a
relationship.
Friend? Wait. Was she a friend with perks or a friend without? Did you
just
have sex
a friend.
With this friend?
No, I didn't. No, we were just platonic.
Okay,
that's
you were
it.
Just friends. Okay. Did the chemistry emerge later?
It then pushes you out. It's what they call a dismissive avoidant kind of a personality. And that's my question to you.
So what is the question?
Is her, well, I have first have to set up the story, but is her...
Honey, I already hear she's a narcissist, and she likes to be a husband with one person and a wife with another. That's simply a narcissist.
Well, she's kind of a special case because she doesn't
see really
afraid of men, obviously. Yeah, here's the story.
No. She's not afraid of men. She's afraid of real men. Are you a real man with her?
Yes, we went out on a couple of dates. She stood me up on my birthday mystically.
Of course.
She had a pair appointment.
Wait a minute. She stood you up and your feelings would absolutely forbid you for being with her on your birthday. She was torturing you, my friend.
I wouldn't like to think that. I would think she's more like maybe a semi-autistic Asperger's. Have you had any women like that?
Honey, I appreciate you lifing. I think I want to talk about people. Do you want to write a letter called a hi-bye letter to her?
I did.
Oh,
just like you said in your book. Yes. No reply. I got ghosted.
How did she respond?
Well, initially, when we got back together after about 2 years of not seeing each other after COVID.
Did she reach out to you, or did you reach out to her?
Well, it's a funny story that AI reached out to me on Facebook, said, this person wants to friend you, and it was her picture. So I didn't know that she really didn't know it was just AI reaching out to me.
I know it, and you answered the request. You answered it.
I answered it, and then she responded, how
are
you doing?
Oh,
good to hear from you.
Dear, wait a minute. That is just gossip. That's nothing except that it's huge. Do you know how long it takes people to get over bonding women? How long does it take?
Probably 2 years.
2 years. You remember me lecturing. It takes 2 years for women to get over oxytocin commitment to men's bodies. Did you have sex with her? No.
No, but we flirted and she was,
did
you know.
Did you touch her body?
She wouldn't let me.
Okay.
I tried a couple of times, but I didn't want to overstep my bounds, but she didn't. No, she didn't want to let me.
So why haven't you said to her, this is your last chance to date me with possibilities for marriage? You already
did it? I
What'd
did,
she
just
say?
Like you said in the book. Nothing. She ghosted me. After we were talking for a couple of times on...
How long has it been?
It's been... I sent her the letter about a month and a half ago now.
You got 8 weeks total. Has to be done. Have you reached out to her in these 8 weeks?
Yes, I have, but I've
When was
no
your
response.
Last... When was your last reach out? Please, the date...
It was probably March the 20th.
And how long ago is that?
That's 55 days ago.
That happens to be within 8 weeks. Is it not true?
Yes.
I want you to send her a notice. You have this many days to reach out to me for me to ever speak to you at all.
Okay, I did that in the letter.
What did you say? When did you give her a deadline?
That was it. I sent the letter out that time, about March the 20th. I said, I don't want to talk. See, women like to talk with ones and zeros and use their thumbs on their phones to say, how you doing? That's what she does. She's locked into the social thing with a phone. So I said, why don't we just throw away these ones and zeros? And I sent her stamps in a small envelope. You know, make up, mail me a letter. I sent her stamp money in there, got nothing back.
Therefore, does she know that if she doesn't reach out to you, it's over?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I think is going on.
Are you willing to tell her, when is the deadline for her? Does she have a birthday? Do you have a birthday?
Well, she has a birthday in October, and I have a birthday in September.
Okay. What do you want to
really
do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to give her a deadline?
I did. I gave her a deadline. After she didn't answer that, I sent her another
deadline?
Letter the week later. Well, there was like another bucket of letters in that with a little message with a funny bunny on there, and I said, "Write or you will never see Fluffy again." And
is that the last contact?
Yeah, it was about the end of March. Yeah.
What's the 8 weeks from that date, please?
Let me see. 8 weeks would be, I'm thinking probably June the 15th, something like that. June the 20th.
Would you please send
her? Yeah, June the 20th.
June the 20th. Would you be so kind as to complete this wonderful session now that you got through to me in the right way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You practically memorized my books. You're saying cliche phrases that I use all the time. Okay. Would you please send her a notice and says, "Dear so-and-so, you have till this day to say you want to be my girlfriend."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the meantime, I'm not going to reach out to you. You can reach out to me. The last day it's available is June 20th.
Okay. Sounds good.
Got it?
Got it. Got it.
Thank you for calling, John.
Thank you for giving your advice, Pat. You're a treasure.
And you're a man pursuing a treasure. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Facebook says, it says, okay, last week I was cleaning out my husband's car and I found 2 used condoms. I'm very upset about this, and I don't know how to approach him without just causing a big fight. I want to discuss it in a way that will reveal my feelings and get the truth out of him about it.
You can't get the truth, get the DNA. Have you still got the condoms?
Yeah, she has them.
Who has them?
She, the woman, the wife, that cleaned out the cars.
To get the DNA from your husband and this condom.
So you think she should take it to a lab?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's what you say to him. You say to him, "I found 2 used condoms in the car. I hope that they were somebody that used your car for sex and not you. But in order to prove that it's not you, I've taken the condom and had the DNA evaluated. So if you want me for your wife, would you please go to the lab with me?"
Oh my goodness, we've lost in just a minute because Sam at the switchboard is getting awfully good at getting Dr. Allen back. Hopefully next week when we start with, "Hello, Dr. Allen."
Yeah, but this is exactly the same time that it does it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, so what were you saying?
And I haven't been rubbing my legs. I'm sitting in a wooden chair. and I am totally doing what I'm supposed to do for a radio show.
Yeah, it may be something in your neighborhood that interferes. At any rate, what were you saying? Her conversation with her husband?
Did she get the message?
She's one of our instant message people, sending in me an instant message.
So has she got the message? Because I gave her the message.
Yeah, she got it. She got it. She did.
Okay. How do you like that one, Kelly?
Well, Dr. Pat, I think you're right. I think it's a good idea to test the evidence. Of course, you know, I am a private investigator and a paralegal, so evidence to me is incredibly important. So, you know, sometimes
I'm thinking somebody could have taken their girlfriend into his car and screwed her. You know, I'm not judging.
Yeah, I'm evidence, not judging.
Evidence.
If it's to a private investigator.
Yes.
Because that's what we do. We catch them with the goods in their hand.
Are you for hire, Kelly?
I am.
Good. How do they get a hold of you? You also run groups.
I do run groups. I run groups. So does Sue Wagner. As a matter of fact, we have a whole bunch of groups we're lining up and opening up over the next few months through the summer and into the fall. So people should start getting on our wait list. And that's info@drpatallen.com is where you send your email.
Who else is doing it?
Sue Wagner. Sue and I are opening.
Who is she?
Oh, Sue is the CFO of the one. She's been training with you since the beginning of time. So pretty brilliant. She's actually in group right now. She does groups on Thursday while we are playing on the radio.
Pretty very, very good. But I'm doing her commercials.
You so are.
I know and that. That's family loyalty.
Exactly. And I'm going to do one for you because I have to tell everybody, we have some time opening up where we are taking life scripts, appointments, and high bi-letter appointments for Dr. Pat Allen. So if you need one of those, and everybody needs one of those life scripts for sure, you got to reach out to info@drpatallen.com. Book your appointment for the live script. It's an eye-opening experience and life-changing.
Are for hire as a?
I am a private investigator as well. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good.
They can reach out at 360-712-1964. And that's how you find me.
Good.
So,
and the One Institute is a nonprofit school.
Yeah, 501c3 non for profit educational corporation.
So, if you want to get some tax credit, we're here.
That's so true. If you want to donate to the One Institute, which keeps us on the air, keeps us operating. You reach out to info@drpatallen.com to find that out. Also, go to drpatallen.com, sign up for the newsletter, link to Amazing Vacations, which is free right now for you to listen to over and over and over again and get the message. Okay, we have a young woman who says, I have told a lie to my mother. I'm feeling really bad and guilty about it, especially because my mother said to me, well, if you're having a problem with your lease, if your boyfriend is having a problem with his lease, I'll be more than glad to take a look at it for you. But I can't give her the lease because I lied to her and I told her that I wasn't on the lease and I am. How do I fix the situation?
Tell the truth.
Okay, she's saying, if I tell the truth, I won't only hurt my mother, she'll also come with me.
If you tell your mother and apologize for lying, she'll adore you as a grateful mother with a spiritually good daughter.
You know, I totally agree with that, Dr. Pat Allen. When we fub up and we tell a fib, not a lie for love, a real lie, if we'll, as soon as we can, correct that, it seems to make for better communications and mending that faux pas. I think that's
look, lying for love is telling somebody that's put on 20 pounds or is pregnant and it shows, saying, how do I look in the dress? You look beautiful.
I love that, Dr. Allen. My grandmother used to say that if you see an old lady with an ugly hat and she asks you how you like her hat, always tell her hat is lovely.
See?
Yep.
Lying See, my for love.
My grandma was doing Pat Allen before Pat Allen was even around.
Honey, I got news for you. All old people are doing Pat Allen. That's how we were taught by churches.
Yes, I know. And community.
But now, today, politicians are doing it.
Yes.
But you know what they're teaching? They're teaching women how to be men and men how to be women.
True that. True that, Dr. Allen.
Do you know that marriages are going into men running the house and the kids and the women, the money? There's nothing wrong there.
Indeed, there is. There definitely
is. Take the test in my book for feminine, masculine, or narcissistic. It's in Getting to I Do.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. So
Did
we have
you
any
just
more?
Look in the book, Kelly?
I'll tell her to look in the book, yeah. She's messaging me. She said she's listening. She'll look in the book. Okay. We'll have another question.
What is it?
Ooh,
Kelly, wasn't that wonderful when John fought his way into me?
I loved it. That was great.
I liked it too.
So this is our next question. He
what
says,
is it?
I have been dating a woman for 11 months, and I know your material. I want to ask her to marry me. I asked her at 7 months, and she said she needed more time. Would it be too pushy to ask her again now?
No.
And how?
Ask
and
her
how,
to get engaged. Get the ring.
Oh, he says he has the ring, Dr. Allen. He bought the ring.
Oh, he's already got it.
Yeah, here's what he said. He said, I bought the ring when we had been together 7 months. At 6 months, I knew that she was the woman I wanted to marry. At 6 months, I told her, you are the woman I want to marry and spend the rest of my life with. Then on the first day of our 7th month, I proposed. She said she needed more time. She did look at the ring, but would not try it on. I was heartbroken. I accepted it and thought I would wait 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. So he says, I'm coming up on that 3-month period after asking her, and I want to...
Wait a minute. Engagements are generally 6-month deals.
Right. But
the first 3 months are perfect. The second 3 months are not perfect. Then you can get engaged or work at getting into a monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound relationship.
Yeah, he's saying, I know your stuff, and I did that. On the first day of my 7th, I rang. She said she needed more time.
then give her the time. For heaven's sake, you've got the relationship.
Well, Dr. Allen, he has. He's saying, I did give her more time, but I want to ask her again at the one-year mark.
Ask her every month.
Oh, every month. Okay. Oh, he's very excited. He said, I didn't know that. I will ask her then again.
But down on your knee with the ring, do the same thing over and over again.
I love it. He's saying, okay, I will do that. I will make it romantic.
Make it uniquely. I've had men get a woman on a plane going somewhere, and the stewardess brought the ring in when she brought in the popcorn. Because I help men make creative scenes. He got tickets in the front row of a theater for a play that had a romance scene in it. And when it came up, he turned to her and asked her to marry him.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's so amazing. We have another woman. Here's what she's saying. Oh, okay. She is saying, I was in a very terrible car accident. For the first 6 months, I don't recall dreaming. But since I've set my Lyman, I remember my dreams. They're of the car accident. Could I be experiencing PTSD? And would you think that EMDR or transcranial could help me?
You'd have to go to a doctor. What city is she in?
She is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
You're referring to a technique, but it sounds like her brain is already starting to heal if her memory pattern is working.
Yeah, she actually she's a longtime listener, and she heard you talking about the setting the Lyman for memory.
Setting the Lyman every night. Set three things for pleasure and three things for performance.
She actually set her Lyman to remember her dreams after one of our dream shows.
Do you understand that women run their lives from their neurotransmitters, oxytocin, cortisol, norepinephrine. Men run their life from their neocortex, prefrontal neocortex, intuitively. They have 21 genes that enhance their intuition.
Yes, I totally know that.
TMS, transcranial echo, let's see, what is that?
Magnetic stimulation.
But she sounds like the recovery from the accident is occurring, or her neurotransmitters would be not getting better.
Yes, she's saying that she had no memory until she's able to remember her dreams.
And do you understand what she's doing? She's rewiring her Broca, which is the area of language. She was literally her own therapist.
Right. So that revelation she's coming to is that she thinks she's suffering from PTSD.
No, she's recovering from PTSD. From PTSD, from using self-stim. She took a piece of my work and converted it into a behavior. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. I'm not dealing with emotions. Emotions take medicine. I'm not a doctor that way.
Right.
Medicine, drugs, booze. I did that I'm sober 51 years. Murder, which is becoming quite popular. and suicide, which is also becoming popular. But I believe in changing language. Beware, this is an Upanishad from the Mideast. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Remember your words. Beware of your words. They become habits, or they become PTSD blocked out. Beware of your habits. They become your character. If you're a woman, you start acting like a man. If you're a man, you start melting into a woman. Beware of your character, because it becomes your destiny. At the doctor's office with your recovering from PTSD.
Oh my goodness, we've lost Dr. Allen again. Well, we'll get her back.
See, we're doing that same stupid thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's go on.
Okay. This one says, I think I am Wendy, and I've ended up stuck with Peter Pan.
You're not stuck with him. You're bonded to him. Peter Pans are lovely lovers. They don't make much. You pick them with your eyes.
You Which is pretty masculine.
With your what?
Yeah, it's just pretty masculine because actually Wendy is masculine.
Yeah, Wendy's masculine, but she's in love with the Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Well, that's a normal thing for a Wendy.
Right.
Wendy has to have a wife with a penis.
Right.
They're rampant.
And she's always trying to fix Peter and sew his shadow back onto his heel.
I got news for you. His Peter can't be fixed this way.
Right. Peter has to want to change.
You have to want to change. You also have to have people like me that teach you how to change.
No, I definitely, that's 100%. Hey. She says, do I then break up with Peter and begin dating other people again?
No, because you're going to pick the same people. Your body likes Peter Pan. You've got to be with men that scare you. I already talked about this.
Well, you talk about it all the time, Dr. Allen, but some people don't get the message, so you got to repeat it.
Okay, then I'm going to repeat it again. You have to go with men that you're afraid of, but you've got to go there comfortably. You've got to say, I've had two women that were virgins at 52 and 48. Virgins!
Yeah.
But with my work, both came.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
God's doing a good job through me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Okay, we've got another one. And this one says,
so, don't we have any more people?
Oh, yeah, we do. We have lots of questions coming in right now. They're coming in so fast, it's making it hard for me. So give me 1 second. Okay. This one says, I am having a hard time with the concept of duty dating. It feels foreign. What am I doing wrong?
You're attacking men sexually.
Oh, do tell, Dr. Allen.
That's today's woman, friends with perks.
Right.
I want you to understand something, whoever's listening. Men don't fall in love when they're younger than 50 years old. they fall in lust, and they promise you this and they promise you that. Women, if they're healthy, are in love with themselves from the first date. But women have been conned into thinking that they've got to please men with sex or the men will go away. Not if you're free, they don't go away. They hound you until you have to go to therapy to get over them, which takes 2 years. 2 years to detox from that oxytocin glue.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know.
Do you really?
I do, Dr. Allen. Trust and believe me.
You've been glued to people you later didn't like?
Yes, I have. When I was younger, I definitely was glued to somebody I didn't like. And it was rugged. That 2 years of detox.
That 2 years.
Rugged. Yeah.
We had somebody on this show that had a year and more, up to two. I remember somebody mentioned it. And I don't know whether I did the commercial on 2 year recovery. You want to hear something?
I do.
Do you have a question you want to ask?
No, please go.
Vasopressin. How many people know vasopressin? Vasopressin is what baby boys, when mother finds out that there's a boy inside of her, not a girl, every baby is a girl for the first 8 days, for the first week. And that triggers mom and the baby boy going to grow into a boy. She produces SRY, a gene, and she and the baby boy produce testosterone for approximately 20, 25 weeks. And it converts the baby girl into a boy.
Oh, but we've got a caller on. It'll be our last caller for the night, Dr. Allen. You want to take it?
Yes.
Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Nice to talk to you both. Thank you for squeezing me in. I've called already in the past. I'm mating with a man 5 years. I don't want to get married. I'm 60 years old. We're in a monogamous relationship.
Travels
a lot, keeps in touch, and I'm a single mom, newly divorced a few years ago, at 60, we're both 60. I'm busy, I work, I cook, I clean, I do laundry, I do the garbage, everything, and I still can't, what is wrong with me that I'm still obsessing? What is he doing? Why didn't he call yet? See, he's traveling, did he need an airline stewardess? Did he meet somebody at a restaurant? What can I do? I have girlfriends.
Kelly, dialect, what she's asking.
Yeah, she is.
Thank you. It's my dirty accent. That's what it is.
That's okay. So exactly what's your question? I relay.
My question is, how do I know I ramble. A little ADD. We were talking about that last week. How do I stop thinking so much about the man I am dating 5 years? He is 60. We're dating.
Okay, hold on. How does she stop thinking so much about the man she's dating, questioning what he's doing while he is not in her presence?
Thank you.
She puts away all his pictures, any clothes he left around. She can't be reminded of him, or she'll trigger her pituitary into producing more oxytocin. She can't keep any letters. She can't.
Oh, that's an idea. Stop reminding. I mean, I'm still with him. I'm still dating him.
Are you still dating him?
Yes, but in the time in between, whether it's
it takes 2 years to get over him if you're smelling him.
It does, right. Okay, so just
2 years. Why don't you just enjoy being in lust with him?
Okay. All right. So how do you just do that? You just lust. Keep busy with other things. Take the pictures away in the meanwhile. Just don't think about them then.
You can't smell a man that you are bonded to. It'll cause 8 weeks more, and that it takes 2 years to get over them.
So I'll never get over
them. Which is the same as a divorce and a funeral.
Right.
Why don't you enjoy them as long as you're married to them physically?
Right. Yes. That 8 weeks, I know, I tell people about the 8 weeks, and no matter what it is, a job decision or...
Dear, your dialect is interfering with my listening. I want you to know I'm giving you the directions.
Right, I'm in the car. Okay, thank you so much. I'll call back. It's in the car.
Call back. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Dr. Allen, that was our last call. What do you have to say before we go tonight?
What? You love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Go to www.drpatallen.com and sign up for that newsletter. Take a listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communications. If you're interested in a live script appointment or in a high by letter critique, reach out to info@drpatallen.com to book your appointment. And if you're interested in getting into one of our many groups, you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com as well and get on the waiting list or get in an active group. We've got new ones starting in June and perhaps more starting in July. So get in there before all the spots are snapped up. Ready. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.